Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, open our ears to hear your word today. Open our minds to understand and give us the courage to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm not sure how you feel today, but it seems to me that the weeks and months are going by so quickly. As we continue with the restrictions of the pandemic. Good news. From all reports, there are signs of hope, and some might say there is light at the end of the tunnel. But let's wait and see. In the church, we have recently celebrated Easter, the Ascension, Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, and we are already at the beginning of June. You might notice that around the church, with some exceptions, the predominant liturgical color for most of the next few months will be green. In the church, green is the standard color for what is considered ordinary time in the church calendar. And if we look around us, there are signs of green in the healthy growing plants and trees in springtime. Yes, it's all green. For many in the church, this is a time of continuous growth in ourselves and in our relationship with Christ and each other as we walk together as one Christian family. Today's gospel reading from Mark draws our attention to the call of the 12 disciples of Jesus to become his inner circle of apostles. We'll also reflect on Jesus' confrontation with his critics and the religious leaders who challenged him. But most importantly, we'll have a look at the call of Jesus to his listeners and to us all to become members of his spiritual family. Let us keep in mind the passage from Mark 3, verses 13 to 19. Which immediately precedes the gospel reading for today. And there we learn that out of his many disciples, Jesus appointed a special 12 to be with him, to preach, to teach, and to heal. They became apprentices in training to carry on the work after Jesus' earthly ministry. And their work is well documented in the New Testament. However, the gospel reading for today picks up at the home of Jesus and his family, where the crowd came together again to hear him preach and to witness his healing miracles. We know that the people followed him because his reputation had spread far and wide. We hear from Mark's account that the presence of the large crowd was making it difficult for Jesus to take some time out, not even for a meal. His family, believing that his behavior was a bit reckless, or perhaps that of a religious fanatic, wanted to get him away from the crowds to protect him. Like so many others, they missed the point of his ministry of servanthood. We know from Scripture that Jesus had healed someone on the Sabbath, and that was recorded in Mark 3, verses 1 to 6. And this caused some controversy as the religious leaders wanted to punish him for disobeying the law. and they claimed that he was possessed of evil spirits. But in light of their charges, Jesus made this observation. Can a kingdom remain strong if it is divided against itself? And Jesus also wondered how anyone who is demon-possessed can cast out demons. We also know from the reading for today that the religious leaders also accused Jesus of blasphemy. But one perspective is that they were the guilty ones for calling him Satan and for suggesting that Jesus is in league with evil. It is believed that the scribes were concerned with the actions of Jesus, especially as they considered him a threat to their religious authority and status. So their quick response was to associate Jesus with evil powers. In the scripture reading for today, Jesus also warned about the consequences of quick judgments. But the religious leaders rejected the idea that Jesus could be the Son of God. We know that Jesus is who he claimed to be, and that we are all invited to be part of Jesus' ministry through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, my sisters and brothers in Christ, how do we respond to the call to be part of God's family? Natural earthly families have their place, but Jesus taught about the role and importance of the spiritual family, which transcends birthright and DNA. The people said to Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Naturally, we recognize this as a rhetorical question, for Jesus considered by assuring his listeners and all believers that they were all part of his family. As he looked around at those who sat around him and said, "Here, you are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." In these words, Jesus defines his new family in contrast to his old family. For the only requirement to be a member of this new family of Jesus is to do the will of God. Jesus offers a definition of family that is not about DNA, but about shared beliefs, shared values, and shared principles. It is about having a mission that is in line with God's will for the world. This month of June is Pride Month. And among Christians, there is still ongoing conversation about what it means to be part of one Christian family with people who may not be like us, including those who identify as part of the LGBTQ community. Moreover, the recent revelations about the remains of 215 children found in an unmarked grave on the site of a former residential school have re-engaged people in the long, arduous struggle of our indigenous peoples. We are aware that the churches have been involved in overseeing the residential school system, which claimed so many victims during its operation. And the impact of that dehumanizing system is even more evident in our country today. It is clear that many Christians do not readily accept everyone into the family of God. But I believe that our Lord accepts whoever does his will and everyone who is ready to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So here at St. George and Young, the people with whom we worship, the people with whom we pray and fellowship, are our sisters and brothers in Christ. And with them, we all go out to do the will of God by serving others. So what does it mean to carry out the will of God? And how well are we doing? Of course, doing the will of God takes many forms. Some of us may be closer to some of our faith family, and yet honor those who do a different walk according to their call. For we acknowledge the unique gifts and strengths of our family and celebrate all parts of the body of Christ. Because those who do the will of God are possessed by the Holy Spirit as sisters and brothers. Jesus is possessed. Jesus was possessed, as the scribes defined him, but not by a demon, but by the Holy Spirit. We have also received the Holy Spirit through our baptism and are members of the body of Christ, the church, one spiritual family. And this one big family can care for all who are not welcomed anywhere else. For in Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can worship, we can pray, and we can fellowship with all our sisters and brothers, and together celebrate God's mission of love and mercy. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen.